Happy Friday. It's Friday, March 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday the 13th. Didn't we just have one of these? We repeat what we haven't fully learned. You know how some people say January is the start of the year? Not for me. April is my new year. Famous Aries and all. January through March? That's just the warm-up. The stretching. The mental rearranging of the furniture. And what better way to prepare for a new season than a little spring cleaning? But not the closet. Well, that too. The emotional closet. What do you waste your time worrying about? What's been draining you? Are you overspending emotionally? Having conversations that have already expired? Yeah, we're talking boundaries. We all have only a specific amount of time here. The calendar of all your remaining days already exists. You're just spending it. You know the phrase, ain't nobody got time for that. Exactly. Your energy is precious. Your love is not an unlimited supply. You don't have any to waste. If you don't replenish, you will be empty. Now, I'm all about give, give, give. I love generosity. I love showing up. But give doesn't mean throw your energy away. Your time, your attention, your creativity, your affection, all of it is valuable. We don't water dead plants. We don't keep charging a phone that won't turn on. We don't fill up a cup that has no bottom. We want to protect what is valuable and reclaim what brings us peace. Now, one good thing about spring cleaning is you find things you forgot you had. Hidden treasures, tucked away memories. It's been a long, grueling winter. What strengths did you forget you have? What habits quietly slipped away? What dreams did you pack up in a box for later? What boundaries did you relax that maybe need tightening again? Part of spring cleaning is discovering those forgotten gems. You also discover space. All that cleared out, cleaned out space from everything you threw out. Step away from the distractions, busyness, noise, time wasters. But here's the thing about clutter. It keeps coming back. Spring cleaning only works if we stay spring cleaned. Because junk will re-enter your life the second you leave the door open. And sometimes, that clutter is people. I hate to say it, but it's true. If someone takes, takes, takes from you, they're getting free replenishment. And nothing in life is free. If every time you came to my house, you stole something, eventually you wouldn't come back. Or I wouldn't invite you back. Because you'd stolen everything. You don't need to respond to everyone. You don't need to explain yourself to everyone. You don't need to constantly prove yourself. Sometimes spring cleaning looks like silence. No hate. No loud declarations. No dramatic exits. What you do for yourself is more important than what you announce to others. Your mental order isn't about them. It's about you. But yes, sometimes you do see parts of life the clearest in the warm glow of a burning bridge. But seriously, this is wisdom, not vengeance. We're not here for the drama. We're here to be clear. Clear about our time. Clear about our love. So reclaim your spark. Reclaim your schedule. Reclaim your focus. We've got lives to live. We've got growing to do. You know what you need to do? Wish those time wasters well. Tell them, good luck, goodbye, and go grow. Let's get this straight. I want you to understand me clearly. Saving yourself doesn't mean becoming cold. It means becoming intentional. Even Marie Kondo doesn't say throw everything out. You keep what brings you joy. What adds value? What is an investment in your future? Save your love for what can hold it. Spring cleaning is really a year-round attitude. Whatever you're cleaning this season, closets, calendars, friendships, habits, remember, you're not throwing everything out. You're making room for you. That's the treasure Kygo, Khaled, and Griffin are protecting in the song, Save My Love. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember these three things. Good luck. Goodbye. Grow. Thanks so much for listening. Life is possible. It's valuable. And next week, we'll kick spring into gear. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.